The name DJ Drama may not be ringing any bells for you, but in hip-hop circles, especially those oriented towards Atlanta's burgeoning scene, DJ Drama is a really big deal.
Point your fingers and ask why. You need people like me. I'm the bad guy. Point your fingers and ask why.
His series of mixtapes, which by the way are CDs, not tapes actually, feature lots of well-known and little-known rappers calling each other out, stealing each other's beats, trying all kinds of things they might not do on their real records. These mixtapes are huge sellers. The problem is that DJ Drama doesn't officially have the rights to any of the music he's been selling, which last week led authorities to file racketeering charges against him and one of his associates. Khalifa Sane has been covering this story for the New York Times. He told me that mixtapes have been around almost as long as hip-hop itself.
You know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, people used to record parties because at that point there really wasn't that much recorded hip-hop you can buy. You could argue that the hip-hop mixtape actually predates the hip-hop album. And so the only way to capture the excitement of these parties and these DJs playing these records was to literally make a tape off the sound system and then go around and selling them. In the 80s, obviously, as hip-hop became part of the music industry, mixtapes changed slightly, and so you'd get DJs putting together compilations specifically to be mixtapes. They'd talk in between, they'd get exclusive tracks, they'd get new tracks, etc. I guess what's really changed in the last 5, 10 years is that mixtapes themselves have gotten a lot more commercial. At one point in hip-hop, it was strictly for the connoisseurs. If you were really into it, then you'd go seek out the mixtapes. Now, if you're a casual fan of 50 Cent, you'll want the new 50 Cent mixtape.
Well, okay, so mixtapes are sort of a big part of the industry now. Let's talk about this guy, DJ Drama. Where does he fit in?
Many mixtape DJs would disagree with me, but you could make a case that he is the most influential mixtape DJ.
Gangsta Grizzil!
He made a series of tapes called Gangsta Grills, and in a weird way, Gangsta Grills became kind of a prestige brand in the world of mixtapes. If a rapper was asked to do a Gangsta Grills mixtape with DJ Drama, it was a sign that that rapper had kind of made it and was respected. And so a lot of the most beloved Gangsta Grills mixtapes, the ones done by Young Jeezy, T.I., Bun B, Lil Wayne, a lot of other Southern rappers, really helped introduce them and really helped get them respect in the wider hip-hop world.
So this sounds like it's a pretty good thing for the artist, which by extension means it's a good thing for the record label. Why is DJ Drama getting sent up on RICO charges?
Well, it's this interesting thing where mixtapes are not licensed. They're not legal. That's the whole idea, because they're full of music that's copyrighted in all sorts of ways. They're full of tracks that have been leaked, as we say, from albums, sometimes willingly by the record label, and sometimes they just find their way out of the studio. They're full of tracks where you have rappers rapping over other people's beats, and that's not cleared either because those beats themselves are copyrighted. And then mixtapes are also full of tracks that have samples, and the samples aren't cleared. So that's three different ways in which mixtapes are full of copyrighted material, and the copyright holders aren't getting paid. And instead of coming up with a legal framework to make mixtapes part of the music industry, what record labels have done is two things. One, they've insisted through the RIAA, which is the Record Company Trade Association, that mixtapes are still illegal, and reserve the right to prosecute people who do them. On the other hand, record companies have supported them, often even by writing checks to the people who make mixtapes. So what you have is two things at once, that mixtapes are funded by the record industry often, but also still not quite legal. And this has created a tension because you have a demand for a musical product that's endorsed by the artist, but that the record company says is not quite legal to sell. And obviously that situation is untenable and couldn't last all that long. But what you started to see, especially with DJ Drama tapes and some of the other more popular mixtapes, is you started seeing them for sale at chain record stores. You started seeing them for sale online, places like Amazon.com. You even started seeing them for sale on iTunes. And so obviously, as this crept more and more towards the mainstream, something was going to have to give.
Well, Khalifa, before I let you go, your number one recommendation, best mixtape song, that we can play on NPR, or at least part of on NPR?
One of the interesting ones is one of the guys who was arrested was a guy named Don Cannon, who's DJ Drama's protege. And they're actually on the Lil Wayne Dedication 2 mixtape. There's a song called Cannon, where they take the sample of someone saying Cannon. And in tribute to Don Cannon, all the rappers rhyme around that sample. And it's kind of interesting that the guy who's just arrested was recently the subject of a tribute from one of the successful rappers he worked with.
Khalifa Sane, music writer extraordinaire for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, guys.
Cannon.
Gangsta Grills album.
Yeah.
It's on the way.
Dedication to Tremor.
Talk to him.
Howdy dudes, it's Weezy Baby. Then go sniffing and I gotta tote the
cannon.
Listen close, I got duct tape and rope. I leave you missing like a fucking old man.
Cannon.
Howdy dudes, I'm flipping them cause it's Weezy Baby. Then go sniffing and I gotta tote the
cannon.